Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, my friend. We have Joanne Arnett, the president and co-founder of Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center. She'll be with us in the second hour. Claude Walker with Summit Group telling us all the cool things happening. And Miriam Dady has a very special sort of business spotlight for us. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
So here we are again, my friends. We have gathered once again around the tribal fires of this lovely little radio show, our inner circle, so to speak. You and me and a few other thousand folks who make it their business to come our way every Saturday right here at 93.3 FM in our home station in Tallahassee. Freedom 93, they like to be known for or as. And we appreciate the good folks over there. Freedom 93 does a good job. Barry Kay and Company, man, they're hardworking folks, and we're pleased to be part of their Saturday lineup. As you know, this here show is a production of Alcom Marketing and Advertising. We spend our time just trying to help other folks, mainly. A lot of business owners here and across the country that have relied on Alcom for its services continue to do so. And goodness sakes, started this company in 1992, I did, with the help of a very good friend, and who at the time was an employer, my employer, and gave me $10,000 cash and said, go start yourself an ad agency. Do for others what you've done for me. And I had been his marketing director for a number of years and had done sales work for the company. And lo and behold, we got Alcom going, and it just started to take off. So many years later, here we are now with four divisions of our company. We are, in fact, an ad agency, but we're also a PR firm when you think about the kind of positioning and branding that goes on with maintaining a public image for a given entity, person, or business, organization. We do a fair amount of that work. And then we have this third area where we are really a communications company. We provide text advertising, and we provide on-hold recordings for your phone system, and we provide e-letter services, newsletters, right, that you can get out to your fan base. And we provide social media content for all of those various platforms that you're communicating with. So that's our communication side. And then comes this, I would call it production and entertainment side of the world, where we're producing audio and video, we're producing radio shows, and we have in its formation a radio station that is about to go public, a hard launch, we would call it. So that's kind of cool stuff, and we're going to bring you more news about that as we go forward. And we are certainly pleased to have this opportunity with Tallahassee Talks. This radio show itself was really at the invitation of Barry Kay and wanting to bring to you a public affairs program that would really showcase all that Tallahassee is and does and the people who make this town what it is and what it's becoming. So we've got Claude Walker with us today. He's certainly one of those, fair to say, a mover and a shaker. And I don't say that metaphorically because he shakes while he's, no, because he's moving all the time and he's shaking everything he can to make things come together. And he does so under the auspices of Summit Group, to his credit. I mean, he makes me tired when I talk to Claude about all he's doing and all that Summit Group is doing, and part of all of that Rick Carney has going on with, you know, Summit East and Mainline and all of this stuff. But you know what? It doesn't take long for you to realize that not only is this town changing its look and its feel, it's changing the way it's doing business. And we're going to ask Claude about that, the nature of the collaborations that we're seeing that historically have not been as common. People tended to kind of stick to their own side of the world, and, you know, some of that segregation that we talk about, or the siloing of resources and talent, seems to be, there may be indications that that's beginning to erode a bit. The influx of population, new people, new ideas, new money. And for, what does that mean for you and I? Well, we're the folks that get most of the work done. Remember that now. If you've got a job here in town, you're the one pulling the levers and pushing the buttons and, you know, driving this thing forward. And we are at the same time, of course, participants and consumers. And, you know, we are the ones that go to the parks and the shows and eat at the restaurants, right? We're the ones that are part of the lifeblood in our own way. And so as we bring you those folks who we get to talk to, and there's a bunch. I mean, there's a lot of people we haven't talked to. I'd love to. We're trying to get them in here as quickly as we can. We learn about what inspires them, what moves them forward. And I mentioned Alcom. I mean, indeed, I made that decision years ago that I would stay here, came here to go to graduate school. My wife and I met here, have raised now 4 kids, all adults, and these 4 adults have gone on to do much better things than I will ever accomplish, in my humble opinion. And they're just great people. I count them among my friends, my best friends. And I'm honored to be able to say that they consider me one of their friends. I mean, it would that every parent could say the same, but I know it's not true. I know that, you know, to like somebody doesn't mean necessarily that that happens because you're related to them. So I'm going to leave it there. I don't want to go too far with that because, you know, maybe I'm saying something about how they feel that may not be true, but I tell you this, I like them, and I like the way they are. Well, how did that happen? It happened all right here in Tallahassee. So when you think about what you're doing today, friend, and you're contributing to your world, which, you know, a lot of times that involves your loved ones, right? What are you giving back? How are you investing in them? Well, Joanne Arnett is here. She's coming up shortly to talk about how, for her life and the life that she has been living in Tallahassee all these many years, 25 years, she's been the co-founder and president of something called the Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center. Now, you and I might know it from its original name, the Center for Biblical Studies. And for many years, they operated under that title. This new change of name, Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center, reflects for them as an organization a better awareness of who they really are and why they're really here and what they're really doing. but their value, their contribution to the community. We're going to learn a lot about them and about this lovely person, Joanne Arnett, and her contributions to us as a community on behalf of this organization. And we have the lovely, as always, Miriam Dady standing by. She's got a couple of guests with her, and they are going to present to us a bit of an outtake of this little play called The Cripple of Inishmon that was written many, many years ago. It's being performed at Theater Tallahassee Coffee House. It is actually a production of the Irish Repertory Theater here in Tallahassee. She's going to bring us up to date on that. She's got a couple of the stars of that play, a couple of the actors that will be with us, and bring us all of that goodness right here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for this week's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by Send Out Cards.
Good morning, Tallahassee. It's Miriam Dady once again with Business Spotlight. Tallahassee Business Spotlight is going to feature you if you don't watch out. This morning, I have got a special treat. And if you've listened often, you know that I like to feature some local artists around town. I've got two featured actors in the upcoming production of The Cripple of Inishmon. That will be by the Tallahassee Irish Repertory. And Philip Croton is here. Keith Martinez, thank you both for coming.
It's a pleasure. Nice to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And I just want to, for full disclosure, confess, yes, I am also in the production of The Cripple of Inishmon. They let me in. So if you want to know what kind of personage is behind the voice, you can come and see me in this production, too. The play runs beginning on June 19th. It'll run for two weekends. It's directed by Chuck Olson, and you can buy your tickets at the door. They're $15, and students can come in for $10, and it will be at the Theater Tallahassee Coffee House. But I want to give you a little flavor of the show, and I'll repeat where you can get tickets later. The play, The Cripple of Inishmon, takes place off of a remote rustic island on the coast of Ireland in 1934. A Hollywood film crew is shooting a film on a neighboring island, and it throws the residents of Inishmon into a tizzy. Now, the cripple, who is Billy, played by Keith Martinez, that's here with us today, he takes his chance right then and there to change his life. And that's really as much as you need to know about the plot. It's a funny play. It's poignant, it's sad, all rolled into one. But I want to say this, the play isn't for everybody. There's some language in it, there's some subject matter that's a little bit coarse. So if you're sensitive to that, this might not be the play for you. But on the other hand, if you enjoy quirky Irish characters, if you like collecting funny Irish barbs and insults for your next St. Patrick's Day party, do not miss this. Get it on your calendar and come see us. But I want to talk to you guys just briefly here. Both Phil, Keith, you guys take whichever part of this conversation you want to. We're going to do a scene for the listeners. I want to kind of let them up. Now, Keith, they know you're crippled. Phil, they don't know who you are. So what is the character you play?
Okay, my character is a doctor from the island. His name is Dr. McSharry. And he basically has to put up with all these drunken Irish people and their problems and their quirks and their ups and downs, and tries to keep order, really. I think Billy and I are perhaps the two sanest characters in the whole play. Although Billy's the cripple, he's not actually as cripply, as emotionally crippled, perhaps, as some of the other characters are. So, yes, my little parts are just basically to make sure he's doing well and to joust with Johnny Patton Mike, who's the village gossip. And basically, my interaction with him through the plays is my highlight, really.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing that's interesting, especially about the scene you guys will perform for us, is that Billy, besides having a crippled leg and his mangled arm, he's an orphan. He doesn't know who his parents are. And this is the scene in which you guys kind of explore what your parents might be like, right?
Yeah, he's got a pretty tough life.
Except for his aunts, who he adores. Am I right about that?
Absolutely adores. Especially my Auntie Eileen.
Perfect.
And if you hadn't guessed, of course, Miriam is playing Auntie Eileen.
Oh, it would be the back of my hand if you hadn't said that, son. All right, well, let's give it a try.
Okay.
From your line, Billy, and we'll take it away.
And I think the doctor might be wanting a mug of tea. Would you both go and get him one?
Is it getting rid of us you're after? If it is, just say so.
It's getting rid of you I'm after.
Oh!
You shouldn't talk to them like that now, Billy.
They keep going on and on.
I know they do, but they're women.
I suppose. Would you tell me something, Doctor? What do you remember of me, Mammy and Daddy? The people they were.
Why do you ask?
Oh, just when I was in America there, I often thought of them and what they'd have done if they'd got there. Wasn't that where they were heading the night they sailed?
They say it was. As far as I can remember, they weren't the nicest of people. Your daddy was an old drunken tough, would rarely take a break from his fighting.
I've heard me mammy was a beautiful woman.
No, she was awful ugly.
Was she?
Oh, she'd scare a pig. But she seemed a pleasant enough woman, despite her looks. Although the breath on her, well, it would knock you.
They say it was that Dad punched Mammy while she was heavy with me was why I turned out the way I did.
Disease caused you to turn out the way you did, Billy. Not punching at all. Don't go romanticising it. I see you still have your wheeze.
I still have a bit of me wheeze.
That wheeze is taking a long time to go. Has worse or better it got since you're travelling? Breathe in.
Maybe a bit worse.
But blood, you haven't been coughing up, or no?
A bit of blood. Now and again.
Breathe out. How often is now and again, Billy?
Curtain. That was magnificent. Thank you, guys. That was just great.
Pleasure.
And I think that you listeners will get a little bit of a flavor of the way it might have been in Ireland, not just in the 30s, but this particular place in Ireland is very remote. They didn't even get electricity on Inishman until 1982.
That's amazing.
That just blows me away. So I hope we have whetted your appetite. I want to give you a website where you can log in, you can purchase your tickets ahead of time, and of course you're welcome to purchase them at the door. The website, if you've got your pens out, it's TallahasseeIrishRep.com. Once again, TallahasseeIrishRep.com. It opens June 19th. It runs for that weekend at 8 p.m. June 21st and 28th, which are Sundays, it will have a matinee at 2 p.m. We also have an opportunity to let people see us a little bit of a preview, don't we?
We do, Miriam. Yes, Fermentation Lounge is very kindly letting us do some scenes and to raise funds and awareness of the play this coming Sunday. And so between 4 o'clock and, say, 9 o'clock, we'll be performing 3 scenes from the play just to give a flavour of it and to see. And as I say, Fermentation very graciously is donating part of their proceedings to the Irish Rep Company to help us put the show on. So we're very grateful to them. So if you are free this Sunday afternoon, I'd encourage you to come along. We'll be performing between 5 and 6, maybe a little bit later as well. So I hope to see you there.
Have a pint of Guinness.
Absolutely.
And watch some actors on the stage. So thank you all, listeners. Thanks to Brian for giving me this spot in Tallahassee Talks. This is Miriam Dady with Tallahassee Business Spotlight. And just watch out, because I'm going to turn the spotlight on you.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're here, we're back, you're there. We've got Joanne Arnett with us in studio. It's a great Saturday to have Joanne with us. How are you, my friend?
I'm blessed. Thank you, Brian.
It's nice to see you. Joanne and I have known each other way too long. I'm sure she feels that way anyway. But two people who for many years have been allied in a lot of different projects and missions and work that we've done from across the way. And for those of you who do not know this young lady, she is the current and reigning president and co-founder of the Tallahassee, because they've gone through a name change, so I have to do this right, the Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center, or as she's fond of saying, TCCTC. Which you said it was what? Some kind of a rumba?
A rumba rhythm.
It's kind of like
TCC,
a salsa feeling.
TC.
Ah, gotcha.
Salsa,
maybe. Salsa, yeah. All right, right. So the Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center, known to some of you formally as the Center for Biblical Studies. So
right.
Why the name change?
Because we wanted to better describe where we are, who we are, what we do. Mm. Apparently, our former name that we thought was a whole catch-all for everything was not descriptive enough to people who said, what is it that you do? And so we went counter to the popular way.
In other words, you just got tired of explaining yourself to everybody.
I think that's right.
I get that.
That's right. And so we went counter to the popular thing of picking a short name that's memorable.
Ah, it is, in fact. Although
we have the longest name in
history. Yeah, considering who you're dealing with here. I mean... I'm lucky that I remember my own name. Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center,
right.
TCC and TC. Now, the subtext here, if you haven't been to their website, you can do this. And it is just that, tcctc.org. And the little subtitle says, a premier Christian education center with 2 learning systems. All right, tell us about the 2 learning systems.
We are excited about this. Most folks have developed either a college or a training center.
Yeah.
We felt clearly called to develop a cross-denominational both.
Okay.
On the college end, we give bachelor's and master's degrees for those who want or need a degree to walk through the doors through which God has called them.
Ah.
We're certified with the state of Florida to offer continuing education units for various, for nurses, counselors, and so forth, down the line, pastors.
Yeah.
Yes. We offer on that side of the ledger things like dual enrollment. Huh. We had a 13-year-old who wanted to take Greek. We told him if he could cut the mustard, he could take the class. He aced it because he wasn't afraid of it.
Well, looky there.
Yes. And so when you think of a college, we have all the things that the college would offer, and we have transferred our credits all over the country.
Very cool.
On the other side, on the training center side, both sides actually, but this one particularly helps fulfill part of the vision, and that is to be able to help equip students to be involved in whatever area of life they're called.
Mm.
We believe that every follower of Jesus Christ is in full-time ministry. So we offer seminars and classes on things like business by the book, God and government.
Okay, so your ministry is wherever you may be as a Christian.
Exactly.
Is your point. Okay.
Exactly. And on the training side, we do have certificates, but we find that most people just come to take as much or as little as they want. It gives a platform to the community to let people be faithful in their places of work, in their homes, in their congregations, but come to be equipped and then go back to utilize that.
So in that respect, maybe I've been teaching Sunday school there at my church for a long time, and you're over here going, now, if you need our help in any way,
exactly,
we can provide you some of that training. And so maybe that Sunday school teacher comes and says, well, I'd like to learn about this, and then you can provide that.
We had a Sunday school teacher who said, I've been asked to teach the book of Romans. Let me sit through your 15-week class on the book of Romans, and I'll be a far better Sunday school teacher. But we have those who come to a seminar on how to teach, or a seminar on how to lead praise and worship, or prayer.
So it really is incremental that way, isn't it?
It is.
You just get as much as you need for that moment.
It's a good word, Brian.
As opposed to those who are
accredited.
You have these accredited programs where you can get a bachelor's degree or a master. I noticed this, master's degree in biblical studies with two following emphases, biblical languages, biblical studies, Christian counseling. So they have to pick one of those or two of those? Or
they don't have to. They can have certain emphases. Actually, we have several, seven
areas of emphasis. I see. Ministry and leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Old Testament studies.
Right.
Very cool. So a person who's going to come in and get accredited with a college degree, likely there's somebody who is with that academic background, then they are able to teach themselves or operate at a level of leadership, maybe in a Christian organization or what, huh?
We assist each student in finding their role. So many people know they're called to something, or they're moving in five different directions and don't know how to put those things together as they follow the Lord.
Right.
So we help them identify their call and then help them develop a program that meets their need.
Very cool. I'm reading from some of their literature here in that regard, and this is a neat way of expressing this. This is actually a quote from a student who says, coming here is like walking into the arms of God. How do you explain that? I mean, that's
a major compliment.
Dramatic. Here's another one. Here I find balance, depth of biblical teaching, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. And that came from a guy named Steve Yates, who was a former student and who is now himself a pastor. That's got to feel pretty good when you're getting that kind of
feedback. It feels wonderful. Yeah. You know, we're not perfect at everything we do, but we believe we are now in our 25th year of excellence.
Really? 25 years.
Marvelous teachers.
You don't look that old.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because you're like the co-founder, right?
You got it.
Who was your other founder?
Darlene Heinrich.
Ah, yes, Darlene.
Darlene,
I remember Darlene.
Who converted while teaching at college, went to a Bible college, had a vision of doing something similar in Tallahassee, came back, shared the vision. I heard her. I've always worked in cross-denominational ministry. And by the way, you know, we talk about unity and the importance of that and of supplementing the work of the church. But what's really fun is to come take classes from a Roman Catholic, a Baptist, a Charismatic, a Lutheran, AME,
right,
CME, Kojic, whatever background they have. It's wonderful because they're all biblically based.
Yeah.
They're all followers of Jesus. They don't water it down so that they agree on every detail.
Yeah.
But we all just get along well. It's a joyful place.
Isn't that refreshing given the fact that most of the time we see news reports of one kind or another in which people in religious life or religious leadership are trying to beat the crap out of each other and yell. I mean, you know, and of course the controversies of the day, whatever they may be, and gay marriage is probably at the top of that list right now.
Right.
That must make it, I would think, a bit more challenging. Does it make it, how does it make it for you as an organization?
It makes it a pleasure.
We
actually find, in terms of potential contradiction, there are only four major sticking points biblically, when people study, and people are on a range in each one of those four. So when a teacher gets to a place of obvious difference, we don't want them to water down what they believe. We want them to be faithful and be avid followers of the Lord. They will say, this is my interpretation, this is why, and with equal time and tone of voice, give other major interpretations of that scripture, then go on.
I see.
And then they base their classes on scripture. Hmm. It just works. It has to be the Lord. And you asked me something a while ago about the woman who said it was like falling into the arms of God. Hmm. That's I can't say that I feel that way every day I enter, but the presence of God is clearly there because of the amount of prayer that's gone on. But we once had someone who came to interview our students, and it was interesting to me that every student said, I find biblical depth that is unable to be offered in another setting, and I feel welcomed and loved here. And then they went on to say their third thing.
We're talking to Joanne Arnett. She is the president and co-founder of Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
So what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Joanne Arnett, longtime friend of this here radio show host and a friend of the show and a friend of Tallahassee. I'll go out and say, I know this lady pretty well. And I can think maybe a few folks who what I would say really love people. And she's one of those people who loves people and have committed herself over the years to expressing that love in a way that is an investment. You know, when you say you love somebody, I mean, we all toss that around probably too easily. That really comes down to how much time, how much thought, how much work you put into seeing someone else better off. And we certainly are blessed in this town that we see a lot of those kind of folks. In my life, Joanne is one of those few who I think does so in a rather tireless way. She just keeps on going. Every time I see her, she looks like she's just come from a lovely afternoon luncheon somewhere. But I know that she's over there pounding her head against the desk saying, how do I make this work again today, this hour?
Right.
It is not a job that wins you a whole lot of bouquets, but what is that payoff for you? Where do you get your juice?
The payoff for me is in watching lives change.
Yeah.
We watch people who come in, they're sick, they're tired, they're whatever. They learn what they're in a good atmosphere. They learn what the Lord has to say about life. We watch them wake up. We watch them become refreshed. We watch them find the place they're called to be. Mm-hmm. And after the first few years, I just kept saying to God, you know, I'll do this until you find the right person. And finally, he wore me out. Another person didn't come, and he made it clear I was to be there. And once I knew that that was really the right place for me, I just had an incredible peace about doing it.
Yeah. To say, okay,
and we are,
here we go.
We, as best we know, we pray every morning, and we follow him as best we know. And we live on sometimes you just do what you need to do the next thing. You take out the trash, you find a fabulous teacher, you do you know, whatever needs doing.
I love this little quote I came across. I know you want to change the world. Start by doing the dishes.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what you're
really
doing.
That's really a good one.
Yeah.
And then we have these fabulous miracles. Miracle things happen. We meet a person who is exactly the right person to teach that class, exactly the right person who has the heart for it. Someone comes along when we have a bill that's due and sends us a check.
So you don't believe in coincidence?
No more. Used to. Used to think I could this through hard work.
Right.
You I'm got a willing lucky worker, but
work,
it cannot.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it won't accomplish the things that have been accomplished there or the things we look forward to in the future.
Is the name change part of that sort of discovery for you as an organization where you kind of got up one morning and you knew that it was time?
Actually, the name change came about through a suggestion of another person who said, people either think you're a college or they think you're a training center. They're not used to seeing those two things that are merged.
Together.
Sometimes one is prominent and the other one is very minor.
Yeah.
But not seeing them merge in this way. Or find a place that's really open to everyone.
Right.
You can come in at some level, no matter your background or your interest or your educational background.
I'll tell you the first thing I
so we're unique.
Kind of keyed in on there was that you put in your name the very first word of that name. Tallahassee.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for me, that speaks to a recurring theme around here in as much as we probably spend most of our time, if not all of our time, just looking at who we are as Tallahassee.
Yes.
And that's interesting to me. You didn't say North Florida. You didn't say the Southeast. You didn't say... In fact, you gave up on Center for Biblical Studies. You said Tallahassee Christian College. Why?
Though people come from miles around, as far as 150 miles to study, we believe that God has something special to do in Tallahassee and that we are called to be a positive influence in that development. You're one of those people, Brian, and you and I can name several people who have known for years that God has a special place, a special purpose for this place, as well as a special purpose for each of our lives. And we thought, began to realize that it was important to identify our location.
And then, you know, it's interesting to me too, Joanne, that as an organization, you are not cloistered. You're not separated from the world, the community that you serve.
No.
I'm looking at your website, and here you guys are members of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce.
We are.
Yeah. Why?
And the Tallahassee pastors meet, you know, once a month at the college. We're a part of the Chamber of Commerce, and we're part of other leads and other groups because... We don't see the difference between the secular and the religious. We believe that whatever you're doing and whoever you are, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're in full-time ministry. And that may be building a business that's honest, having a radio station that isn't vulgar, you know, being a positive place in the community.
Yeah.
And we know that... biblical values in government, in education, in business, in arts and entertainment. People rejoice when the righteous are involved.
Indeed. With that in mind, you know, we have Claude Walker coming up here in the second hour of the show. And you know, this is a town that has changed dramatically in the last 10 years.
Yes.
How do you see that? What kinds of changes do you notice, either among the people, among the organizations? You're a part of a lot of them. Is there a different attitude, I guess, or how is it that you think Tallahassee may be changing?
I see growing unity in Tallahassee among the different portions of Tallahassee. I think for a while I saw people as thinking they were sort of specialists. I'm thinking like of medical specialists.
Yeah, yeah.
coming together to realize we need to look at the whole city or the whole person. I have heard a lot of people say that Tallahassee is a difficult place, and I can tell you my own view is that if this is a difficult place, God should do his best work here.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't he?
Right.
It is a beautiful place.
Full of
wonderful people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with lots of opportunity at every level.
Yeah. Talking here with Joanne Arnett, folks, what a great opportunity to hear from somebody who has definitely been out there in the trenches, as we like to say, and brings to us this interesting perspective and interesting report on how it is that this organization, Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center, is at work and now celebrating their 25th anniversary. You can find them online, tcctc.org, simple enough, tcctc.org, Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center. Joanne, thank you for making it special this morning.
Thank you, Brian. I am delighted not only to be here today, but to know you personally.
Thank you so much.
And just pray your blessings on everything you do.
Appreciate that so much. Folks, stay with me. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we've got ABC News. We'll be back with more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, so stay with me.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Sue Semrau, head coach of Florida State women's basketball team.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks, we're back, we're here, we've got Claude Walker, who's going to be with us in this hour, CEO of Summit Group, developers and real estate folks and builders and such that have been contributing sizably to the work of reshaping and redefining, I would say, Tallahassee in the modern era. whether we like it or not, we're being dragged into the 21st century and certainly finding our way. Remember back here a couple years ago, Imagine Tallahassee, challenging us to imagine what we are, what we can be, what we are becoming. Well, you know what? It's being played out, and you're seeing it happen in the works that we have seen among these folks with Summit Group. So I don't want to steal any of Claude's thunder. You got to stay with me to hear about what they've got cooking. But think about how it's changing our perception, our self-awareness. And we talk a lot about that here, don't we? So we had with us then in the first hour Joanne Arnett talking about the spiritual aspects of this community, particularly in relation to the Tallahassee Christian College Training Center, their contribution, a very, I would say, a very eclectic approach to bringing a good training, good information, insight, and discovery in this whole world of biblical understanding and spiritual development and ministry, a remarkable thing. And the fact that they have renamed it Tallahassee Christian College, I think that's significant. So maybe we are finding our spot on the wall, our place, and that sense of place is being furthered as we discover one another. And so part of our mission here, of course, is to bring you that. We got to hear a little bit from Miriam Dady in that first hour with the Cripple of Inishmon being showcased, this rather dark comedy, as it's described, being performed coming up later this month at Tallahassee Theater Coffee House, or Theater Tallahassee Coffee House's production of the local, the Tallahassee Iris Repertory Theater. Right. So anyway, so that's a little bit of what's going on. What else is going on? We've got lots of neat events that I've picked up here coming up even this weekend. Let's see here. Saturday, you have a chorus line performing at the Quincy Music Theater. Well, that's all very cool. And that sounds like it's kind of, let's find out what that's about. Let me click on, I'm over here at the tallyconnection.com website. Have you ever done this? You know, I read this to you because I know a lot of times you get busy and, you know, you don't have time. And so here we have a chorus line, and they're performing at the Quincy Music Theater. It's performing tonight at 7:30, and then again tomorrow, a matinee at 2:30. So whenever they posted this on their little page here, they didn't get that part right. But anyway, so yeah, so a chorus line is at Quincy Music Theater. Okay, got that cleared up for you. I know you're glad to know that. And some other cool stuff going on. You know, the blueberries are ripe. So if you're into picking your own, this is a great time here in the month of June. That's when you want to get out to these organic blueberry farms. That's very important because blueberries are loaded with antioxidants, so they're very good for you. So, okay, I'm contributing to your well-being here. I'm at least doing my best. Another thing I wanted to bring up to you, some of the news of the week. Of course, we're dismayed to hear that there's a possibility that Coach Fisher and his wife may be parting ways. So it was announced earlier in the week that they have separated, and we certainly offer them our prayerful thoughts as we consider their family and all that they have to endure being in the public eye. It's not easy. And, of course, most of us are acquainted with the particular struggles they have had to endure with their son, Ethan, because of his physical challenges and such. He was diagnosed with Fanconi anemia, it's called, Fanconi anemia, which is a life-threatening blood disorder. So prayers go out for Candy and Coach Fisher. We're going to hope for the best. Maybe they can get things worked out. They are separative officially as of this latest news report, courtesy of, by the way, the Tallahassee Democrat. We love these folks. Good folks there. Skip Foster, the new publisher, and Michael Hatfield, who have been with us in recent days to bring us up to date on some of the things happening there. What else have they got going on? Well, there was this report, too, of a ethics panel in which the Florida Commission on Ethics found the probable cause that former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll did not properly report income from consulting work that led to her 2013 resignation, but it cleared Carroll of potentially more serious allegations regarding her dealings with allied veterans of the world. In response, Carroll said the decision vindicated her, and she called again for Governor Rick Scott to publicly apologize for pushing her out of office in the wake of an illegal gambling probe. Carroll resigned 2 years ago amid revelations that a company she owned provided consulting services for allied veterans of the world. The entity at the center of that investigation into illegal gambling and other crimes in the internet industry. Well, Carroll was never charged in connection with the case and has denied any wrongdoing. So that was news of the week that kind of rattled certain hallways around town. And let's see, otherwise in business news, there is a junction development that's going on out there that aims to revitalize Jackson Bluff Road, and that'll be interesting. Along with that, Domey Station celebrated their first anniversary. That was very cool. That happened a week or so ago. And we're going to hear from Claude Walker. He's coming up to talk about other developments around town, not the least of which will be the arrival of a grocery store, as it's slated, for the All Saints District, we would say, the Gain Street and Railroad area. That's up ahead, and we're going to find out more from Claude as he joins us here momentarily. So stay with me. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you in part by our good friends at A Country Rose Florist, Annette McGuffey and her crew doing their very best with all kinds of fresh-cut flowers and arrangements and catering. You'll find them online at acountryroseflorist.com. So check them out. Stay with me. We've got more coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Todd Cutlip, General Manager of Browning Moving and Logistics in Tallahassee.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook, you know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Merry Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com.
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We are here. We are with Claude Walker. He is kindly agreed to spend the next few minutes with us as we talk about Summit Group and its operations and development. And we'll talk about Tallahassee and all that it's doing and trying to do to serve all of those who have interest in the growth of the community and their company. Summit Group is well known to a lot of folks for their contributions. Some of you may not know, but let's welcome Claude Walker. He's the Chief Executive Officer of this fine company. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Brian. How are you?
A pleasure. And having you carve out a few minutes in your day. I'm surprised you're not wearing sneakers, because doggone it, this is a guy...
I have soft sole shoes on, so.
Who does not spend a whole lot of time sitting anywhere. What did you say that Rick provides the paint and you've got the brush and you just keep brushing?
That's very true.
Keep
very
working true. And working and working.
Yep.
Summit Group historically has probably made the biggest splash for itself with Summit East. I think that was probably the first big thing that people said, whoa, what is that? And that was really Rick's brainchild, wasn't it?
That's correct. He thought of, you know, this got started back in 2000 when he bought this land out at I-10 and Mahan Drive, about 120 acres.
Remarkable development. And now you've got the latest installment there is the FedEx facility. How's that working out?
They've completed the building. It's 128,000 square feet. They're currently working on their conveyor system to be able to address all the packages that they get in. They'll bring them in big semis at night and distribute them to the little panel trucks, and off they go early in the morning.
So this
to deliver.
Is going to help them serve better the, I would think, North Florida, South Georgia. I mean, this sounds like a pretty substantial facility. So it's like a hub then for them to operate here regionally, huh?
That's correct. It's their hub for FedEx Ground for this area.
Gotcha. Yeah. And if those of you who are thinking about FedEx at the moment don't realize how that system works, it is a remarkable thing. When you drop an envelope in a FedEx box, or if it is going to go ground, it goes to Atlanta first, and then it's distributed across wherever it has to go. Now, is that true for ground? Or do we know? Do we know the insides of that?
I really don't know how the insides work. Well, I just know they make it happen. And like I said, they
it's
have
like a light bulb. We know it works. We're just not exactly sure how.
Yeah, they've got some serious logistic people over there that know how to make all this work right.
In my estimation, as uninformed as I am about it, it is a remarkable business model. And as you say, a logistical model in terms of how all of that transpires. But see, that fits to me with the kind of mentality that you bring, Summit Group brings, that when you look at a situation, it's almost like that Rubik's Cube. You're turning it around to see, how do we fit here? How do we make this work best? And that's something that you've been doing for a while. How long have you been doing Summit Group?
I've been with them for 5 years.
Yeah. And in that time, there's been a lot of shaking going on, we'd say. And now you've got this whole business with the Bannerman Road. And tell us about that project.
That project is 100 acres that we own at Bannerman Road and Thomasville Road. And it covers the north and the south side of Bannerman Road. It lies to the west of where our current shopping center is. We own and operate Bannerman Crossing Shopping Center, where the Chick-fil-A is. That's kind of everybody's landmark out there.
Right.
So we've got we were recently granted 116,000 square feet of commercial retail entitlements through the county through an amendment to our development agreement, and 40,000 square feet of office space, which was an increase of 20,000 from what we were originally granted. And then consistent with what we originally granted, we've got 153 home sites that we'll be developing also.
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, when you look at the history of the Disney phenomenon that includes places like Kissimmee, Florida, where you know somebody had an idea. And that idea got mapped out, and then a few people were dispatched to go and investigate. And lo and behold, Disney World came about and revolutionized not only the region, but the state of Florida as a tourist opportunity for millions of people over the decades. To me, that experience of having somebody with that sort of vision, that seminal contribution, right? And it gets played out, except in this case, we have a guy, Rick Carney, who at the same time has this sort of philanthropic aspect to what he's doing. So he's as likely to turn around and say, hey, let's build a shelter, or let's build a facility, a residential facility for homeless people, or these kinds of efforts. So it strikes me that when you look at this other project now that has come to light, we're going to talk about it, in which the city commissioners agreed to sell about 3 acres there on Railroad Avenue near Gain Street, right? Price tag was around $2 million. I assume by now, this was back at the end of May, that's all been finalized with the city, or is that still in process?
It's kind of interesting that we had to go through that process because we already had a contract with the city.
I see.
Sometime prior to that.
I see.
But it had a caveat in it that it had to be approved by city commission under some ordinance they have.
Uh-huh.
So that the meeting that you're talking about was the final approval for that contract.
I see.
And to provide us with some extensions to be able to work through due diligence periods that the grocery store had imposed upon us to determine whether or not they were going to take the property take a piece of the property. They'll take an acre of this, and then we've got two other parcels that we're assembling along with the city parcel to make up a 3-acre parcel for the grocer.
I see. Okay, and so then with those two parcels, that's where the Culpeper properties and the Carlstead properties come in, or is that
that's
in
correct.
Addition? Okay.
Right. So those two properties, they front on Gain Street.
Right.
And then there's another property. There's only one property left that's undeveloped, which lies between the Carlstead property and what we'll call the deck, which is the residential residential facility that North American Properties did. And we're talking to the owners of the Davenport properties, see if they'll come in and be part of this development. So we've had some discussions. I thought we were there. Apparently we may not be, so we're still working through that.
Talking with Claude Walker, he is the CEO of the Summit Group, and you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Kathy Griffin, president of Widden Glass.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back and we're talking with Claude Walker. It is, to me, and maybe I'm the only guy in the room that just thinks this way, but we're living in a time, not only just for Tallahassee, but let's talk about North Florida, where things are being reshaped right in front of us. I mean, you go to some of these larger metropolitan areas around the world. Let's just talk about the Southeast. Let's talk about Atlanta, Miami, Orlando, Jacksonville. And you look at the amazing creations. You know, people have gotten in and created what we now see. And you ask yourself, how did all that happen? Well, here we're talking with somebody who is at the ground level. You're down in there. I'm pretty sure that's some red clay I see on the bottom of your shoes. So, I mean, you're not sitting behind a computer somewhere, although I know you do some of that too. But, I mean, you're out there in the trenches, literally, making this stuff happen. And I realize it's not a solo effort. But after all, you're the guy who's going to have to answer the phone at some point, and because somebody's going to say, how are we doing on this? Man, there's probably a million of those kind of phone calls. Tell us about your day. Typically, what happens for you, like for today? Here we are. Well, this is Saturday, but let's say on a given work day, what's it like for you?
That's pretty hectic. It usually starts about 7:30 in the morning. Yeah, the emails start coming in and the text, and from various of our team on the projects we have going on, you know, as far as issues with the infrastructure construction, issues with different building, you know, what our construction on the vertical. You know, it's like yesterday discussion came up about a fire pit we want to put in out of Bannerman. Safety standards, and how are we going to keep from some kid throwing an aerosol can in there? I mean, you get down and you kind of you start at 50,000 feet and then you start working your way down to where now you're, like you said, you're on the ground, you're digging through the weeds, making sure you got everything covered. So, you know, it's working through that, working through our financial aspects of each one of these properties, because they do have to, stand on their own. They have to produce profit. We have to finance these projects. I'm dealing with banks on a daily basis to work through proposals they have to finance the properties and how do they fit in with our pro formas. So it's most of my day, and then just dealing with crisis of the day. You know, every day. Yesterday we blew a valve out of a pump, had water flowing all over the place out at Summit East, and so had to go look at that. So it varies every day, I can assure you, but it's never a dull day.
So when you get home at night and your wife says, so honey, how was work today?
Well,
it's not an easy question to answer.
No, but her, you know, my wife works and she's with Department of Corrections, and she deals
so
with
a toss up.
Yeah, she goes into prisons
who's
every day.
Go first,
yeah, so she sees a lot more interesting stuff than I do every day.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so we get it. So you don't know what your day is going to look like. You've got this coming at you. There's an agenda in front of you. You've planned your day. But, man, you just have to dance on your toes, don't you? You have to stay fluid, we'd say. And What's the most frustrating part of your job, do you think?
It's trying to focus on something for more than 10 minutes to be able to get it done. Yeah. Like, I've got a 30-page purchase-sale agreement that I'm working on right now for a piece of the property down on Gaines Street that somebody wants to buy a portion of this that we're not using for the grocery store. And for me to be able to focus on that, I need, you know, I need 6 to 8 hours. And to get 6 to 8 uninterrupted hours is impossible when constantly, you know, the phone rings, you get a text. What's interesting is people call you on your landline and then they don't get you. Then they call you on your cell phone and they don't get you. Then they text you and it's like, okay, come on, I'm not going to answer you right now.
So, leave me alone. Folks, I have to plead guilty on that. Although you will appreciate the fact this is only the second time that I have dragged you in here, so I'm trying to be nice.
Oh, you know, that's fine. You're not bothering me. I'll let you know when you bother me, so you're fine.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I wouldn't have to ask twice. Let's talk about that Gaines Street project. You know, here back in May, the end of May, Byron Dobson posted this for the newspaper, in which he talked about city commissioners agreeing to sell the 3 acres, and he had you quoted in that story. So then he posted that as a question with his own personal Facebook page, which I thought was curious, which he's known to do. He has a lot of followers in his own right. And the responses were interesting, and I don't know if you're privy to
it. I've not seen the responses. I'd be interested to hear what they say.
I mean, it's a mixed bag. But I think it helps illustrate further how we are as a community when we try to come together over anything. And that's the old idea about ruling by committee, right?
Right.
It's like, okay, folks, we got to make a decision here. But this one guy immediately wrote, how do we block this? Can we come up with an urban use plan that allows local farmers and food artisans to bring their goods to a central market rather than sell off at a bargain city land that we can all use? Well, that was an interesting comment. And then another person said, why do the people hear about these changes after it seems like it's too late? Can't you protect what the people find valuable? Why is everything for sale? Okay. So there were a couple of folks that were sort of naysayers, I guess you might say, or just not jumping up and down in anticipation. Another guy writes, I thought it was common knowledge that there was going to be a grocery store there soon and probably a Publix. You're not going to be able to block it. There are a lot of people living and working in that area now, and the nearest grocery store is probably 5 miles away. Let's see what else he writes. The Ocala Publix. The people who live all around there don't want a farmer's market. They want a place to buy necessities and such, and pretty sure this ship has sailed. Okay? So there you go.
At least there's a realist out there.
And I mean, if you want opinions, just take a position, right?
Like right.
Anything. So curious to me that you know, you're hearing some of this for the first time, which reinforces the point you've made. Man, this stuff is going for you at warp speed here. So clearly the email and the text and the phone calls you're taking every day do not include a perusal of what people are saying on Facebook about any given project. It just doesn't faze you.
No. I mean, we move forward with what we believe will work. What the market wants, and you know, I think what you see a lot of times is a lot of the most of the time the naysayers show up, but those who are in support of it are quiet. Mm-hmm. And I think we found that out at Bannerman. I know that we still have people that are against it that still want to see the trees, and if that's what they wanted, then the as you say, everything's for sale, and if they wanted to protect it, then they could put a group together to buy it. But that property where it's located was destined to be a commercial center sooner or later. So, you know, we I face this every day. So you got people that aren't happy with it. You got a lot more people that are. I think what you'll see is in this area, as he said, you've got to go 5 miles to get to a grocery store. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that live in a very small area. They're packed on top of each other, and they need somewhere to go. Mm-hmm. So this will be an urban style. It'll be
a little bit smaller size.
Just a smaller size. Mm-hmm. It'll be more attuned to what the market is there, mm-hmm. which is
walk-in
yep. traffic and yep. students. So yep. they're gonna shop for different things.
Well, when I think of all the people who work downtown in all those state office buildings, you know, wouldn't it be nice to be able to take a walk for a couple of blocks and buy a sandwich and, you know, why not?
Yep. I would imagine there'll be a nice deli in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks, I hope you're enjoying as much as I am. Got Claude Walker with me, CEO for Summit Group, and we're going to continue here in just a minute. I want to thank A Country Rose Florist for making all this possible, in part by sponsoring our show. AcountryRoseFlorist.com is a place to go for the best in gifts, flowers, and catering. I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, folks. I'm Jerry Thigpen, blues guitar player here in Tallahassee, coming at you for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on 93.
So we're back. We've got Claude Walker with us, the CEO for Summit Group. We're talking about the changing face of Tallahassee in some respects, but more so than the face, I think there's a kind of change in attitude. And not only at, let's say, at the halls of the city chamber, you know, the commissioners and such, not just among the business people, but I think among all of us. It's interactive, isn't it, Claude? I think you see something happen, whether it's, you know, it's a new park in town or the redevelopment of what was otherwise a kind of brownfield area, or at least a place that was stuck. You know, when I got here in 78 and I went to work for a local radio station, people would tell me, Tallahassee's about 10 years behind the West Coast and 5 years behind the East Coast. Well, I grew up in the Seattle area. So when I got here, I went through a lot of culture shock. I thought I'd gone back in time. But in fact, what I found even more remarkable, there were people who were so entrenched in that, they didn't want any change. They owned the land. They owned the businesses. And then people would start to tell me about the seven families that pretty much ran the town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that that's still not part of the game, but it's not so much anymore, is it?
No.
We've seen the influx of people like Rick Carney. We've seen other companies and other people. The increase in population alone. Where are these people coming from? They're coming from larger metropolitan areas. They got different ideas. And maybe they don't own everything, but they own enough that they have a way of being able to partner up with people like Summit Group and say, hey, we get it. We want to be a part of this growth. So when I asked you earlier, you know, the most frustrating part of your job, you said, well, it's just having enough time to focus. You didn't say, well, it's all the naysayers out there, or it's all the people who don't want change. That didn't come up on your list. That says to me that maybe we are in a different time, that things are finally starting to break loose where we can make changes that are really for everybody's good. When you look at that enterprise, when you look at the overlapping of the traditional and the more contemporary, the startup businesses, the city and county governance, right? Does it feel like there's more cooperation than there has been in the past?
Well, I think with regard to government, I believe that there is more cooperation. I think that they see the need for development and what it does to drive the economic factors in the community. So they've become more development friendly, although we still face challenges. There's a balance that has to be met between aggressive development developers and the public itself for protection of consistency of neighborhoods and whatnot. Otherwise, you just get a bulldozer and plow down and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So I think that,
and we've seen a few examples of that here.
Right,
and there.
Right, but I think that the city and the county have identified areas which need to be developed or redeveloped, and they do go out of their way to work with us and work with the other developers in town to make these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll let you know on the front end whether they think this is a go or a no-go.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't waste your time and you don't waste their time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's helpful for us. I think it's helpful for us, too, that we're able to talk directly to the people who are in the trenches with us making these decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And saying that only because I've worked with some development in different countries where you don't do that. You can't talk to these people. You don't even know who they are. And here we can sit down with them at a table, and I can give you an example of that where my owner, Rick, wanted to do a campground for homeless community. It felt like there was a need. We identified a piece of property. There's a lot of hurdles to make this happen. He got in contact with the county administrator and were able to field all the relevant agencies, we'll call it, that would have any say-so in this at one table at one time where we all sat around and talked about the issues that we would encounter to do a campground, which now is kind of converted into a, mini houses. These little, they're 150 square foot houses.
Yeah.
So that's something that would not have happened in the past.
Right, right.
And it may not happen in other communities, but here we're able to do that because the doors are open for us to walk in and talk to who we need to talk to.
I would assume too that you have to get along with each other. I mean, you think about people who have to see each other on a, consistent basis over a period of time. And if you've got a guy sitting across the table from you who just doesn't like you because you've been a real jerk every time you've walked into that meeting, that doesn't help anybody. So you do have to kind of work and play well with others, I would imagine.
You have to all get in the sandbox and play well together.
Yeah.
And you can't take things personally.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an opinion. You need to respect that opinion and work with them to try to work through it. And that's one of the things that I think that we've done a really good job of is to work through the opposition to projects we have and to try to find middle ground. And we can walk away arm in arm and not walk away with daggers out against each other.
Right, right. Because that's going to sit there until the next time. And, it seems to me that in and of itself may mark the newer Tallahassee, that there is less of that sense of combativeness, and there is a more collaborative sort of thing, people looking for the win on all possible sides, right? Whether it is a matter of public regulation, private development, and then us, that live and work here and play here, that are going to participate in any of that. It's at some point that grocer, who remains undisclosed, in the Gain Street area, is going to want people to walk in and make a purchase. And if there's some kind of a cloud over that whole thing, well, that didn't help anybody. And so it seems to me that having somebody of your character and your nature is a good thing, because at least you won't stink up the room in the process.
Well, we try not to stink up the room.
Trying to get it done. Claude Walker is our guest. He's the CEO for Summit Group. You won't find him. You can look for him because he has no life. Okay, folks, this is very sad. But an able representative of this company and I think a good friend of this radio show and of our community, and we appreciate you taking the
time.
Thank
you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Folks, that's what we have for you today. It's what we love to do here, talking with very cool people doing very cool things, and that all of us get to be a part of in some fashion, one way or the other. And I'm certain that the Summit Group is part of that and these developments we're seeing happen around town. Stay tuned. You're going to see a lot more. And it all gets more better. But that's what we like about Tallahassee, do we not? And we're looking forward to having you back right here next Saturday morning. We'll be here ready to talk more about all that is going on around town. Tallahassee Talks is the production of Alcon Marketing and Advertising. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. I'm Brian Cerny, inviting you to join me again next Saturday morning. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Hey, we're checking in with Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing today? It's an awesome setup here at Truck and Car Concepts. You come in here, it's your one-stop shop. You can get it all taken care of. Window tinting, pinstriping, graphics, you name it, Truck and Car Concepts does it. And we've also got those bolt-on accessories that makes the truck look nice. We've got grill guards, we've got brush guards, stainless steel Nerf bars, lifetime warranty on those. And again, the spray-in bed liner is going to make it worth your while.
Talking about putting a few of these things on there, and you're going to increase the value of that vehicle.
Well, you will, and not only are you going to do that, but you're going to make it look nice. It's going to customize it for your own personality and your own wants and needs. Some guys like it jacked up. We also do lowering kits.
There's only one place in town's going to be able to truck it up then.
That's right. That's Truck and Car Concepts.
Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. Come on, say it with me. 656-8800. 800.